A word for you from 2 Samuel chapter 11 verse 5. And the woman conceived, and she sent and told David, I am pregnant. We need to look today at the consequences of sin. This is, of course, part of that terrible slippery slope that David went down into sin. Though he was, as the Bible says, a man after God's heart, this, though, was an instance where he sinned so grievously, not just with the woman, but it went further and further until he had a heart of darkness and he was separated from God. It was only God's grace that recovered David. And we are told the story, some of it in its gory detail, so that we'd learn the lesson that we too should not follow in David's footsteps in this instance. Remember, he had not gone to war when he should have. He was wandering around. It was the atmosphere of sin, of laziness. He saw what he should not have seen. He inquired, and though he knew, he then called her to his palace, and he slept with her. And now we read the simple statement. She says to him, or sent a message, I am pregnant. You see, sin does have consequences. Yes, there is forgiveness. It is not just an easy, cheap forgiveness. Remember, it cost Christ his only life. It wasn't that Jesus was to ever lay down his life again, but once and for all, Jesus was to die on the cross, see the high price that was paid because of our sin. That's how awful our sin is. And if we as believers don't take seriously the word of God and we go back to sin, how terrible it is. And we begin to suffer the consequences of sin. And so here was something that shocked David. We don't know how many times he had called her to the palace, but now finally she sends this message. It must have stunned David. And immediately his mind, his darkened mind, began to work. How can I cover up? Mhlambe nawe ungene sonweni. Usiyacabanga ukuthi ngingafihla kanjani lesi sono na? And so the slippery slope continues even deeper into the abyss.